Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Relationship Marketing 101. Directions University at directionsu.com delivers passion-powered results for your life and business so that you can live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the show.
Well, welcome everyone to another great episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Gina Gaudio-Graves, the Dean and Founder of Directions University at directionsu.com. I am calling to you live this week from Bonita Springs, Florida, as I do each week on Tuesdays at noon Eastern. And I have been looking forward to today's show for well over a month. I've got my co-host, Rhonda Del Baccio, the story lady from ProfitableStorytelling.com, on the line with us. Hello, Miss Rhonda.
Well, hello, hello. It's really good to be back here. And like you, I am very excited about today's show. Going to be absolutely fantastic.
Oh, I can't wait. We should start a countdown today. Less than 48 hours till we see one another in Atlanta on Thursday.
I'm very, very excited about that. And I talked to our guest from last week, Kelly, with Inspirational Planner, and she would love to send a planner to your hubby to support him. And I said, well, if I knew what hotel you're staying in, I could have her send it there and he could get it in Atlanta. So maybe we can make that happen.
Oh, that's a great idea. I will get you that detail because I don't have it either.
Yeah, I know. Well, that'll be great. And I'm really excited for seeing you in Atlanta. And this will be at the Ultimate Traffic Tech Conference, and it's sponsored by Contest Burner and the various partners that are involved over there at the W Hotel in, I guess that's kind of central Atlanta?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's somewhat near the airport.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Very good. So, yeah, we will be out there, and I'm looking forward to it, and I've also got my Profitable Author Challenge. I'm getting all the pieces in place, and that'll be coming up soon. I'm very excited about that as well.
Well, I will have to make sure that we interview you as a guest here on Relationship Marketing 101 when that happens.
Won't that be a switch?
So our guest today is someone who we are welcoming back for a second visit here on Relationship Marketing 101. Dr. Diana Kirshner is someone that we had here, maybe 6 weeks or so ago. And we just had gotten started talking about her book, Stealing the Deal, and the system that she shares in that for building relationships to bring you the love of your life. And we were using that to show you how to build relationships that can help you grow your business as well. So we invited her back because we didn't get through all of the different steps. We only got through part of it. So we had to have her back to finish it up. So, Dr. Diana, welcome back to Relationship Marketing 101.
Oh, thank you so much. I love you guys. I mean, you guys are genius, really.
You're
thank
so
you.
Sweet.
It's a nice thing to hear. No, really, really. Because I get interviewed so much from everyone, you know, from people on the Today Show to, you know, I allow some students in college to interview me because I think that's very important to be helpful. But you guys are just genius because you both really know how to distill things down to the bottom line. And when you distill things down to the bottom line, you really get to the most powerful principles. And the most powerful principles are simple. The most powerful principles for success in whatever you're doing are simple. And so you really blew me away in the first call, you know, to take a book like Sealing the Deal and just broaden all the principles. I loved it. I really loved it. I thought that was just fantastic.
Well, Rhonda and I have been talking since our first show with you about taking the recording and turning it into an info product from both last time and this show, because I think it could be an amazing info product that could help anybody wanting to build a business. So we'll have to talk more about that once we get done with today's show, because I think it could be a really great product.
I think that would be fabulous, because not only would it help people deepen their love relationships, but also deepen all their relationships that are so important to creating what they want to generate in the world and the success they want to have in the world. So it really, I think it would be a fantastic product for folks to have, and I love the idea.
I do as well. And, you know, it's so rare to find someone not in the business arena necessarily who actually has a way for you to have a system for relationships. Mm-hmm. Very rarely do you find people with systems that don't have anything to do with business. So it's been really fun to see a system that can let you really do something in your business as well as have a big impact in your personal relationships as well. So, Rhonda, why don't you bring us back to where we left off last time?
Well, I think what might be really cool is that, first of all, I do want to mention the book Sealing the Deal is the book that we're taking these particular principles from. Dr. Diana Kirshner is also the number one best-selling author of Love in 90 Days. She had a fabulous special, the Love in 90 Days boot camp that was on the public broadcasting system, PBS. And Sealing the Deal now is the second book. And so what happens in Sealing the Deal that's different from Love in 90 Days is it's taking principles of building a lasting relationship, and it's based on solid research, not on just, oh, I think this sounds like a cool idea at the time, but it's based on research into the lives of people who have been married for a very long time. And so that book is about getting to that place of building for the long term, not just the finding of. And in terms of how we relate this to business, the lifetime value of a customer is something that many people don't talk about. They'll talk about traffic and lead generation and all of those types of things. And you don't hear near enough about how it is that you not just court somebody and get them for that first sale, but keep them coming back. Because it takes much more energy to continue looking for new prospects than it does to grow the relationships with the one that you have and cause them to then help bring others to you. So the genius in Sealing the Deal is around Dr. Diana Kirshner's system for building the lasting relationship. And she has 8 principles that are in that book. We talked about the first 4 in the first show. Dr. Diana, would you be willing to give just the very crystallized version of those first 4 steps just to help people get into the headspace to be ready to receive the second? Otherwise, I feel like we're coming in the middle and not giving the right context. Would that be all right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And these are called the 8 Habits of Living Love. And basically, they're distillations of key principles. The first one is to cultivate intimacy. You have to have a knowledge of the person you're dealing with, and they have to have a knowledge of you. These days, it's not just selling something to somebody and they don't know who you are. I mean, you really have to share something personal, like on Facebook or Twitter. But cultivating intimacy is just, you know, your cornerstone. Number 2 is enlightened self-interest. And this means that you think about what is really going to work for you. A lot of times, especially with women, people, they get into a little bit too much altruism and giving, and they're not thinking about what they need, what they really need. And so they put a ceiling barrier on themselves. What they really need might be, you know, a partner who's going to give them $500,000, you know, to make their dream a reality. And it's okay, it's great, and it's wonderful to know that, and you want to proceed knowing that and have that as your clear vision. Number three is dedication and service. And I have a love mentoring business. I have 12 love mentors who work under my supervision. And our motto is under-promise and over-deliver. And I'm going to say that again, under-promise and over-deliver. That is that, you know, what you want to say you're going to give someone is, you know, so often people will say, oh, I'm giving you this, that, and the other thing, and they miss the mark. They don't provide what they really say they're going to give someone. It's better to say, I will give you X, but then actually deliver X plus, you see, so that they get something special. And what they learn in relating to you is that they're going to not only are you good to your word, but you actually provide a real dedication and service to them. And that makes a lifetime commitment. You know, that really makes a lifetime partner or customer or client. Now, number four is considering the cost of loss. People quite often will take each other for granted, and that goes in a close partnership or in a love relationship or in a relationship with a customer. And what makes someone stay on their toes and produce what they need to produce in the relationship is understanding that if they lost that person, what would really happen and what their cost is. Obviously, if it's in a love relationship or a personal relationship, there's an emotional cost. If it's a divorce, there are financial costs and problems for the children. But also, if you lose a customer, if a customer walks away from you and they're unhappy, they can easily badmouth you, and especially these days on the internet or on Facebook, create a wave of negativity about you that can cost you a great deal that you then have to, you know, work on in terms of building your rebuilding your reputation and so forth. So you have to be very, very careful and consider the cost of loss. And if there's someone who is angry or feels they haven't been served by you, you want to handle that personally, and you want to make sure that they're happy. And now we're up to number five, which is what we're going to focus on. We're going to start focusing on a little this for today, which is showing appreciation and gratitude.
I love this one.
Now, you know, showing appreciation and gratitude, you know, this is so important. If it's in your marriage, what the research shows is that one expression of appreciation and gratitude from one spouse to the other will result in both spouses being happier for about 24 hours.
Love that. That's awesome.
Isn't that awesome? Mm-hmm. So,
it's interesting, as you're talking about that, one of the emails that I have in a sequence that goes out, the subject line is, you need a little encouragement today, and it has their name, you know, you need a little encouragement today, Diana.
Mm-hmm.
And people open that, and they go, I almost always get letters right back from at least one person a month and probably more saying, you know, I really did need some encouragement. That was so great. Thank you. I really feel appreciated. And how wonderful, and it made my day, and it made my week, and those kinds of things. And it relates just as much in business as it does to appreciating your spouse, your family members and friends and everything else.
I love that you need a little encouragement today, and I think that everyone should actually write that down. I actually wrote that down because it's just a brilliant opening or subject line for your newsletter when you have a newsletter going out to your followers. That's just fantastic because so much of what you're doing is not only just practical help for them, but you want to encourage them that they can be successful with whatever they are trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
So you need a little encouragement today. I love that. That's fantastic.
Say a little more about this appreciation and gratitude aspect, that how it helps in the long term, and I think it's brilliant that you're talking about it. It powers people up for at least 24 hours, which is great. And what is sort of the cumulative benefit that you see happening?
Well, the cumulative benefit of showing people appreciation and gratitude is, number one, it will keep you happy and motivated. Showing gratitude is the mother attitude of happiness. It's the mother load of your own personal happiness. And you know that everything in your life really emanates from you being empowered and feeling good and feeling happy and not getting burnt out and not feeling like a loser and not feeling like you're not going to make it, that everything comes from your energy, right? And what you're putting into your business and what you're putting into your personal life. So, number one, if you practice appreciation and gratitude, and every day, you know, you write down three things that you appreciate about your partner, or every day you write down three things that you appreciate about yourself or about your having your business, having this opportunity to serve people, which is your business, and being in this state of appreciation and gratitude, or three things that you appreciate about your customers, you know. I love doing that kind of thing because it will elevate you. It'll energize you. It will really elevate your whole business. It just changes everything. So I would say to pick out, just like I tell people to do in marriages or in relationships, you know, pick out a discipline, like a daily discipline, where you're going to focus on what you do appreciate, either about your spouse or your business or clients. So I have people who really get carried away. They'll make a list of 10, 15 things. And guess what? Guess who does better? The ones who make just all of the three, the rule of three appreciations.
I love it. Oh, I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
And why do you think that is?
Well, you know, it's just the way we are wired. It puts your attention. Look, here's your attention can be either on the glass that's half empty, right, or what's half empty in your business and what's half empty in your marriage, or it can be on what's full, what's half full. Mm-hmm. Showing appreciation and gratitude switches your attention. It takes your attention off what's missing or what the problem is, and it puts your attention on what really is working. And the more you put your attention on something, the more you will generate of it. So if you're putting your attention on where you're failing, you're going to generate more of it. If you're putting your attention on where you're succeeding or appreciating your customers or, you know, your spouse, you're going to do more of it. It's just a very powerful, generative thing. I can't say enough about it. I mean, that just this one habit can change your life completely.
Yeah, it makes such a huge difference, such a huge difference. And, you know, there's so many different ways that you can show appreciation and gratitude for your customers.
Yeah, I mean, a personal message
what's really
from
cool about it.
Yeah, a personal message from you, a personal thank you, a little gift, as I said before, giving them more than you promised, special attention, phone contact with you, that just goes such a long way.
Well, this event that Rhonda and I are going to be at this weekend is a really great example. This is a customer appreciation weekend. The marketer who's putting it on, his name is Bill McIntosh. Last fall, he sold a product called Contest Burger. And to get a ticket to this weekend, you had to be a customer of Contest Burner at some point since he released it last fall. And what a great way to show appreciation. Give them an event that's something that they would typically expect to have paid hundreds of dollars for, where you can actually meet with them in person, interact with them face-to-face, all the things that you can't do when you're selling digital products online, and really show them how much you appreciate them as customers. And, you know, from a marketing and sales standpoint, the benefit to Bill McIntosh from doing this is so enormous. He's going to use this event to really get his customers to see how much he appreciates them, to show them how to do what he does. And in the end, this weekend will be about selling his next product. And he's really using this whole event to release product number two. Everyone gets to feel that gratitude and appreciation, but you know, in the end, because they feel it in such a big way, his sales are going to be incredible from this weekend.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. He's guaranteed that he will have a huge sales result from this. Huge.
Absolutely. Huge. May seem like you're giving away something that could cost thousands of dollars to put on, but boy, oh boy, it's brilliant from a marketing standpoint when you look at how much he's going to make from it.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So what's the next step?
Okay, the next habit that we're going to talk about is the habit of careful communication. Careful communication. You know, you have to be very, very careful with your words and actually pay attention. If you're in a relationship and a love relationship, you have to be paying attention and not just blurt out whatever comes to mind at any given time. You want to stop and think, because we all say things that are stupid or thoughtless or uncaring or things that can be critical. Or we can get on our high horses and think, oh, you know, it's not so important that what the other person wants. But we really need to be thoughtful and paying attention when we are communicating, so that we are communicating in a validating, loving way, and also clearly asking for what we would like or want or need. So there's kind of output that's coming out that's a loving, validating thing, you know, but there's also input that you ask for in careful communication. It really has a two-way street to it. So dealing, let's say, with a spouse, you would, you know, you might say, honey, I really love it when you help me around the kitchen. I just love it so much, and I would really appreciate it if you took the garbage out, you know, before 5 o'clock. Now, that is a very careful communication. It's full of care. It's validating, but also very specific about what you want. Taking that into business, you want to do the same thing. Once your customers are in love with you, and you want customers who are in a state of love with you, they really, really appreciate you. Why? Because you have under-promised and over-delivered, right?
Yeah.
So they're in a state of love with you. They really appreciate you. So you want to tell them how great they are, and also at times ask them specifically for what you want them to do, whatever that might be. You know.
Okay.
So you might say, you know, I really, really appreciate, you know, the way you guys have been working with this first product I put out, and you're doing such a great job, and you're really using it well, and you're really achieving success, and I would really appreciate it. I'd be so happy if you tried this next thing. We have a free trial period until blah, blah. And I would really, really appreciate it if you did this, and it will be, you know, very helpful to you, blah, blah, blah. But ask for what you want, or ask them, you know, take a survey and say, look, I really need to know what should be next, you know, in terms of your needs. This is what I need. I really need to know, and I appreciate you so much, and I want to know your thoughts.
You know what? Well, one of the things that I know in my own marriage is men and women do not communicate well together, because men hear things one way and women hear them another. This was something that really caused us a lot of issues early on in our marriage. I would say the sky is blue, and Bill would hear me say the sky is green. We just couldn't communicate the same way. And the same is true in communicating with your customers and your prospects as well, Because if you don't really know who your audience is and you're just out there talking your own language, you may be dealing with people who are hearing something completely different than what you are saying. So, you know, if you're really not clear in your communications in a way that's understandable to your prospects and customers, you're not going to get very much of what you want.
I, you know, it's interesting. In Sealing the Deal, I have a whole section on men, guy speak versus gal speak, and how different they are, and they are quite different. And men like to get to the bottom line. They don't like drama. They can more easily listen, like in the late afternoon, because their testosterone levels are low.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that one.
Yeah. They listen better side by side when you're side by side, especially if you're bringing up something touchy. Side by side is really fantastic way to talk with a man. Often they hear women's voices as music, so it's hard for them to understand.
Unless they're nagging, right?
Right. Then it's bad music. But anyway, no. But as in a love relationship, you have to learn the other person's language. You really do. You really have to learn the other person's language. You, and with your clients and prospects and everything, you have to learn their language and what they want. Absolutely. That is such a big part of careful communication. And tailor what you say and do to what they want or they need in order to connect to you, you know. It's so important. You know, watch their phrasing. I actually watch the phrasing. People email me all the time. I watch the phrasing in what they actually write. Watch what that phrase is and feed it back to them. So it's like, oh, are you feeling lonely today? Are you feeling, you know, isolated right now? Where am I getting that language? That language is coming from them, right? So when I send out my newsletter about love relations, you know, dating tips and relationship advice newsletter, which, by the way, is available at loveandninetydays.com, and, you know, they're getting it in their language. They're getting weekly support that is in their language. And so they respond to that. You know, we have a connection. I understand them. And it's so profound. So when I say, you know, do this or do that or try this, they're open to it.
Well, and this is why it's such a bad idea to try and target everyone in your business. You can't communicate with everyone using the same words and expect that everyone will get the same message. They won't. So by focusing on a specific prospect and really learning what language they will respond to and what words they're using, you're really able to communicate in a way that is likely to be understood so that you can get more of what you want in the end.
Yeah, I find that actually narrowing your audience, really narrowing it more and more and more, you know, it results in much better sales of whatever you're putting out there, and it's just much, much better. You want to know the age of your customers or your consumers. You want to know their gender, male or female, and who are the ones that are the long-term customers that are going to be in a relationship with you. I mean, I've had people in relationship to me for 20 years. It's amazing. It's amazing. And someone who's in a long-term relationship, you know, where you really have sealed the deal, you know, where they feel that you're providing something that they really need and use and have used to be successful, they want that. They will go out and tell 20, 30, 100 people or even more if they, you know, with social networking, they'll tell even more people. They bring you more and more people.
Yeah, it's what I call creating evangelists for your business.
Yes.
And, you know, what you just said is really what I call the money flow chart, and it works like this. There are three components to sales. They are the targetedness of the audience, the size of the audience, and the conversions. Just like in an algebraic equation, if you want to increase sales, you've got to increase one of those three components. But there's two rules that apply. When you try to increase the size of the audience, because you can't communicate to them all the same way, the conversions go down and the result is a decrease in sales. But when you really focus on the targetedness of the audience and you go after that one specific person, not thousands or millions of people, while the size of the audience goes down, because they really get the message you're putting out, conversions go up so much that sales skyrocket in the end. So it really is a huge component of building relationships for your business. You've got to really narrow the audience so that you can communicate and know their lingo and know that they all share the same lingo and they want to hear things a certain way. And the better job you can do of matching that message to what they really want, the more you're going to make in the end.
Mm-hmm. That's
you want to go after everybody, do it one person at a time. Don't try and be something to everyone or you won't succeed in the end.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely true. I've actually hired, in the past, I have hired some consultants who helped me get traffic. They promised me traffic to my site, to loveand90days.com. And I have some other sites as well, but Love in 90 Days is the main one. And so, yeah, I had tons of traffic.
Big deal, right?
Did they ask for love mentoring? Did they buy books? No.
That's not helpful,
rarely,
is it?
People just getting started in business don't realize, especially online, that traffic is not what you really want.
No.
What you really want is the conversion from the traffic.
Yes, yes, yes.
Getting more traffic, that's easy. I can do that all day long. I can get you millions of visitors.
Yeah.
Will you make any money from it? Probably not.
No.
But your hit counter will certainly go soaring.
Right.
Too funny.
It's really something. Really, really something.
Well, I want to make sure we get to all eight habits, so we better move on to number seven.
Yeah, number seven is following Fight Club rules. So what that means is you don't let drama and anger take over. You don't let emotionality take over. You don't hit below the belt. You're not contemptuous. You're not demeaning. You can express that what you're upset about. You can express anger, but you just don't want to do it in a way that it cascades into World War III. And studies show that in marriages, if there's a lot of contempt, you know, that comes out, and a lot of criticism, particularly contempt, actually, that the marriage is doomed. And it's doomed. You can see it very rapidly that the marriage is doomed. But it can be worked on. Actually, you know, if anybody is in that kind of situation, they're in that, and they are worried, they should pick up a copy of Sealing the Deal because it can be turned around. It can be worked on. But following Fight Club rules applying to business, this is very, very important because sometimes your clients or your customers can be awful.
Yeah.
I mean, they can be demanding. They can be hostile. Even if you do under-promise and over-deliver, you will hit people who, you know, sue everybody and their mother. You will hit people who just like to attack or just, you know, don't like anything, no matter what. And so the question is, you know, what are you going to do with those people? And they love to let you know, too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they sure do.
They love to let you know, you're blah, 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 didn't blah, 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 and you're blah, blah.
right? So
yeah.
What happens when you hit somebody like that? You, of course, we're all human. You feel angry. You feel annoyed. You've over, you know, you've over-delivered, you've given, you've been great, you've communicated.
Right.
And it's normal.
You've done all the things you're supposed to, so why is that happening?
Yeah, and it's normal to feel annoyed or resentful or angry at someone who... the other thing that happens is they use you. There are people out there who want to use you, who will actually make... They will use people, and then they want refunds or
right.
whatever. And so it's normal to feel this anger and so forth, but you want to follow Fight Club rules. And in Fight Club rules, you do not let your anger take over. You do not. The other thing about letting anger take over is sometimes you want to put your head in the ground, right? You want to be a little ostrich who's sticking, you know, his head in the ground, and then because you don't want to deal with it. You may be afraid to deal with somebody who's angry with you. But in the Fight Club rules, you do actually handle the issue. You actually do talk to the person, right? It's important. You don't ignore someone who's making noise or who is dissatisfied, because if you ignore them, what happens?
They get louder.
They get louder. They could attack. They could sue you, right?
Yeah.
There are crazy people out there. There are crazy people out there who are lawsuit happy, and you know, their technical term is a borderline personality disorder, who they love to attack and drag you down. And you certainly don't want that, right?
Right.
And so what you need to do is follow your Fight Club rules, where you're going to make contact with this person. And in a business situation, you're going to let them vent to you and listen to them. You're not going to let your anger take over, and you're going to be very understanding. And listening is the first step. Listening is the absolute first step when someone is upset. In fact, listening will get you 90% of the way there. And the fact that you're personally listening, if you're in charge of the business, and the fact that you're personally listening is fantastic. Generally, you want to move into the customer is always right kind of format. In general, my policy is always to give a refund if this kind of situation happens. Everything I do is guaranteed, unconditionally guaranteed.
I have a very interesting take on this kind of situation. When someone comes even wanting a refund to start with, to me, it's an indication that I didn't do my serving well. For some reason, this person thought that that was the right product, but something about what I did caused them to get that mistaken impression or somehow didn't serve them well. So not only am I going to give them a refund, I'm also going to get on a phone call with the person, and I'm going to figure out why what they bought didn't serve them, so that I can do a better job of being of service. And every time I do this, literally every time I do this, by the end of the call, I found some other thing that the person really did need or want that really made that product not a good fit for them. And 9 times out of 10, I will give them a refund, but I may also give them the product that really did serve them as well. Just give it to them as a gift for having wasted their time with the first thing that they bought that didn't fit well for them. The people that I do that with are much more likely to become my biggest evangelists. I have a story that I tell quite often about a guy who had heard from me in a self-improvement product, followed the links in that product to come over and buy a little $10 product that I was offering. And for some reason, the PDF didn't work on his computer. Don't know why. Thousands of people got it, but on his computer, it didn't work. So he wrote in wanting his $10 refund. And I got on a phone call with him to see what was going on, figured out what had happened and why he couldn't open the PDF, sent him that and the refund. And I said, you know, I've just wasted 2 hours of your time. I don't know what you're doing this weekend, but I'm hosting this event. It's in Ohio. You're in New York. If you can find a way to get there, please come as my guest. Your ticket's on me. Well, he did. Tickets at the time had been $697. So he shows up. Now, he's someone interested in improving himself. He's not even thinking about having a business, and this is a business conference. But he comes, and he learns all about businesses and is starting to think, well, shoot, why don't I look at my offline business as a handyman as a business I could bring to the Internet? Well, by the end of that weekend, he was so blown away by everything he had learned that he came into one of my coaching programs, and now it's almost 4 years later. I bet he's brought me over 30 people into my high-end coaching program over the last 3.5 years. And he really has become one of my biggest evangelists. And that's the kind of thing that happens often when you do what you're suggesting.
Yes, I've actually had that experience as well. It's fascinating how people will turn around and become your biggest supporter. So you don't want to miss that opportunity. And it's just great in terms of acting with complete integrity. And it's a win-win-win all the way around.
Yeah, it really is.
It really, really is. So it's a great, great thing to do. And the final habit here is collaborating as teammates.
Ooh, and, I like this one.
Love it.
Now, you know, in a personal relationship, obviously, or in a marriage, it's very, very important that there's not a rigid kind of one way of being where one person is always in control and the other one is following, or that one person's planning all the time and it's very rigid and set in stone. In a healthy relationship, there's some fluidity, there's mutual respect, there's mutual planning, there's collaboration, and in that way, there's a we-ness that emerges that is so, so important. And it's, you know, us together creating a family, us together creating and deepening our love, and us together, you know, building our success. And the research shows that the healthiest couples really, really have this kind of thing going where they support each other's ideal self. They support each other's dreams. In fact, it's called the Michelangelo phenomenon, where, you know, Michelangelo released he said, all I do is release the figure from the rock. But in this process, in great love relationships, that's what's going on. The spouses help each other live their dreams. And these are the most extraordinary love relationships. And the people are so much more successful. They're just so much more successful in every way. Now, collaborating as teammates, if you take that into business, I mean, you're in it together. There's a we-ness. There's a connection. Their success is your success, right?
You know, I say that
absolutely
to my students all the time. It's so true.
So,
well, in this Web 2.0 world that we live in, where social media has become so important to the growth of a business, you're really creating what a lot of people refer to as tribes. I just call them communities, where you're bringing people who have a common problem together. You're getting them the advice that they need, being the expert. But at the same time, you're getting them to collaborate really with the other customers who all share that problem. And it's all of you together helping each person that's part of that community to overcome the problems that they have and really live a life that they've always wanted and dreamed about. But you're really working together so that if you can be more authentic and transparent and really foster the community spirit among your prospects and customers, that community ends up really being strong. It's like a big, happy family. I say it all the time to my bachelor students. they are my family, and I treat them like they are my kids and blood relatives. They may not be, but they really, they feel it by the time they're into the community and interacting with one another. What a huge thing to do.
Yes, it's so, so powerful. In my first book, Love in 90 Days, I had everyone organize themselves into team love groups. And these were support groups, and I gave them guidelines about how to do that. And those groups were just fantastic in helping people, you know, find love, really get themselves to the ball, so to speak, and date terrific people and find the one and so forth. And in the community, these groups are so powerful. And also, they have a very, very special connection to me and to what, I've been doing. And so it is a family. It really, really is a family. You're creating a family. We are so blessed right now with what's going on with the this business of the social networking and all that, to be able to create huge families, huge, huge families.
Yeah, when I first got started online in 1996, 1997, we didn't have social networks that we could use to grow these communities. It was much harder back then because you didn't have a way to do it. Now it happens very naturally because you use sites like Facebook and Twitter to reach people.
Mm-hmm.
Incredibly powerful.
Very, very powerful. And you have your conversations going on, in front of the whole community. There's actually a 24-hour conversation that can go on in your community and talking about your products or whatever you are, offering at the time.
Absolutely. And, it's funny. Yesterday I was talking to my doctor. He's my physician. His name is Dr. Joel Yang. And he was talking about a website that he wants to start where he wants to invite his patients into what he calls a dream circle, where each person gets to share their dream and each person gets to comment on the dreams of the other people in the circle. And his vision for this is to create communities that have some common interest, who then start to create dreams for the group instead of the individuals. And it really is a really cool thing to think about when you're thinking about this last habit, because people really do want to be a part of a community. I can't think of a single person who would enjoy living in isolation.
Mm-hmm.
Finding ways of bringing those common elements of each person together so that it can become a shared experience really has a lot to do with what Napoleon Hill talks about in Think and Grow Rich, where you have the power of the group and the vision that the group shares impacting each and every person that's part of the group's life. It's really powerful.
Yeah. That's how people do things that they just can never imagine that were possible to do. They do terrific, amazing, gigantic things that just seem impossible for them. Yet when they have the power of belief behind them, the power of a whole group of people believing behind them, they can step out and do these things. It's just amazing. Ordinary people can do extraordinary things.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So those are the eight habits of living love.
It's amazing to see how applying the eight habits of love for real in real life applies to building a business. They're identical, aren't they?
They really are.
Mm-hmm.
They really, well,
here's
really
the
are.
Other, here's the other thing, too. When you put effort and attention, I should say really attention, and you put that into an area of your life like your business or your relationships, of course, everything is connected. Just as people are not isolated, neither is any one area of your life. So improving your business relationships will be able to help you improve others, and improving the relationships you have at home
can then transfer and assist you in building the same for your business.
That is so, so true. That is so true. Each aspect of your life supports the other. You feel good, you know, you have greater self-esteem, you feel more grounded, you can think more clearly when your personal life is in order, and vice versa. When your business is humming along, you're free to, you know, take time off and give your loved ones attention and, you know, spend some really great quality time with your beloved. So I recommend that everyone pick up a copy of Sealing the Deal, The Love Mentor's Guide to Lasting Love, and it'll help your business as well as your relationship.
Definitely will help. And I'd like to re-spell the word careful in a different way. The way that I spell it is careful, as in full of care, not just cautious trepidatious, but full of care. And that's really all of the things that you're talking about, are being full of care in your communications, in your relations, in supporting and nurturing the relationship and the other person. And I think that's just a beautiful thing. And yeah, definitely get Sealing the Deal. No kidding. That will help your business and your love and everything else.
And you'll find it at loveinnindydays.com, and it's the number 90, loveinnindydays.com. So can we do a quick recap of the 8 habits?
Okay, sure. Here we go. Number 1, cultivating intimacy. That is really understanding who you're dealing with and also expressing yourself, your real self. Number 2, enlightened self-interest. That is not being afraid to ask for what you want, being clear on what you want, envisioning exactly what it is that you're going to create and going for it. Number 3, the habit of dedication and service. This is really, really, really being devoted to the other, whether it's your partner in a love relationship or your client or your customer. And in a way, actually, you know, allowing yourself to love them because that is the most profound thing, where you care for them in a real way. Number 4, considering the cost of loss. In other words, what would it be like to not have this person, to not have this this customer base? What would that be like, and how hard would that be? And then moving into the next habit, which is showing appreciation and gratitude. This, once again, showing appreciation and gratitude sets you up to be unstoppable. It sets you up to be unstoppable. Make sure that you always say thanks, that there's always a little thank you back in there whenever anything comes your way, because this is going to create this profound connection between you and the other person. The next habit is the habit of careful communication, and it is indeed, as Rhonda said, careful, full of care, where you pay attention. You don't dash emails off real quickly, you know, without looking at the words. Emails, in fact, can get you into a lot of trouble because there's no nonverbals around them. So you don't just dash off emails. You don't just, you know, not pay attention to when you're talking to someone about what you're saying and how you're coming across and what they're actually saying to you. Then number 7 is following Fight Club rules. You do not let anger take over. You share your disagreements or whatever it is in a very, very controlled way. If you're dealing with a client, a customer, you're going to be understanding with them. You're going to listen to them. You're going to let them air what their upset is. It's so powerful. That means they'll feel important to you. And also, you're going to be giving. You're going to give them a refund. And as Gina said, give them even more. And they'll often turn around to become one of your biggest supporters. And, of course, the last habit is collaborating as teammates, and that's where you want to build your communities, you want to work together, understanding that it's we, that we're in it together, that when one wins, the other one wins. And then this is really a collaborative effort, and we're all going to win.
Oh, that is just fabulous. Thank you for that recap. And, you know, I can't think of any other elements that are missing for building long-lasting relationships with your customers that will build your business on a foundation that is so solid, it is going to succeed for many, many years to come.
And build.
Yolanda, what's...
And
absolutely.
Build and build and build. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, again, the website for Dr. Diana is loveinnintydays.com. You can get signed up to her newsletter there. You can find her first book, Love in 90 Days, her latest bestseller, Sealing the Deal, and really get in touch with the relationships for your business so that it can succeed for many, many, many years to come. Well, I can't thank you enough for being here, Dr. Diana. It has really been my pleasure to share your system with people for use in their business and not just in their lives. But, you know, I have a feeling that when you use this in your business, it's going to spill over into your love relationships and vice versa. So whether you start using it for business or love, start using it, period.
Well, it's been fantastic talking with you guys, and I'm very excited. I'm excited about all of the listeners and what they're going to create and what they're going to produce. And I want to hear about it. Let me know.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. And I'm sure they can do that on loveinnintydays.com, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Wonderful. And I will be in touch with you to talk about how we can take the two recordings of these two shows that you've been on and turn them into a product to really help everybody build relationships that are long-lasting for their business. And, Rhonda, we will be back next week with another great episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks so much for bringing Dr. Diana here again. Who's up next week? Rhonda?
I'm sorry. Yes, we have Rachel from the Yin Project. I had muted my phone. Sorry. And she will be talking to us about bringing that feminine power into your life and business. Thank you for being here again, Dr. Diana. It was great.
Fantastic. And have a
come back next week for Relationship Marketing 101. Join us at Directions University, www.directionsu.com, for passion-powered results.